Okay. It's an audio question. Name this television theme song.
Oh my God. Okay, I know this. Give me a second.
Tell it to Time Turtle.
Shut up! I dream of dreams.
Yes, yes, you're back in the lead.
I'd like to spin the wheel.
This is the Extra Hot Great Podcast, episode 248, a special makeup episode recording April 27th, 2019. I am disconnected lifeline number David T. Cole, and I'm here with year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, Carrie Race.
You'll never get rid of me.
Giant stone head, Chris Billig.
This rock is ready to roll.
And wildly incorrect Jeopardy answer, Sarah S. Coward.
Who are three people who have never been in my kitchen?
Welcome, everybody, to this very special episode of Extra Hot Great. We promised we'd make up for episode 247's missing game time, and here it is. Three listeners and also members of the at EHG Assist Helper Posse are here to duke it out for your listening pleasure. Let's meet today's contestants. We've asked them to paint a picture of themselves in one concise sentence. So let's learn about Chris.
Yep, I'm a data and communications nerd here in Austin, Texas.
And our second player is Sarah.
Hi, I am a real estate professional just outside Chicago, Illinois.
Nice. And finally, Carrie.
Hi, I'm an attorney from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with my own nerdy podcast about 80s music called Hey, Remember the 80s.
Hey, speaking about whoring out your own podcast, you know what time it is?
Game time.
Game time.
It's game time. All right, before we start, let's find out what's at stake today. Get this, 3 steel meals, 15 Dave points, and 1 extravaganza gong will be gifted by today's winner to their choice of Sarah, Tara, or value guest to be used in a regulation game time season. You're now actually going to have some pull, some weight in our regular season. You win today, you get to give whoever you want all those things. What's an extravaganza gong? Stay tuned, find out. Today we are playing What's That Theme from yours truly, who earns himself an extra credit, topic of his choosing. The game today is very simple. I am going to play you a clip from a TV theme. You have to identify the show it is from for 1 point. There are 30 themes today, and halfway through the game, we'll have 1 score break with the Grossworth Equalizer Challenge. I'm giving you each 1 steel meal to use today. Remember, if you want to use it, you have to be very quick and shout steel meal after an incorrect answer by another player, but before I give the correct answer. Make sense?
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
All right. So let's see our playing order today. Picky.
We will start with valued guest.
That means, of course, that Carrie is going first, followed by Chris, and then Sarah. Are we ready to play What's That Theme?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Carrie, as we promised, we are starting with you. First theme coming at you. I may have forgotten to mention that all of today's themes will be played backwards.
Oh my
God. Now I've tried to give you iconic themes, themes with some unique composition and instruments to make it a little easier on you. But Carrie, do you have any idea what that backwards TV theme is?
Yeah, well, it started out like every generic 90s theme, but at the end there, I think I heard Beverly Hills 90210.
That's how you do it, folks. 1 point for Carrie. Scorekeeping for us today will be Sarah. There's no scorekeeper for the scorekeeper. There's nobody watching the watchman. So we're just going to have to hope that Sarah is a very honest, honest person.
I mean, most of the time, but I do get like hyper competitive. So good luck, guys.
Chris, here is your first backwards theme. There's your theme. What TV show?
Thanks to recency, that is Game of Thrones.
That is Game of Thrones indeed. One to one. Let's see if Sarah can get a point on the board. Here is your first theme. Right, there it is. What's that show?
Ooh. Oh, I'm going with Scrubs, but I know that's probably wildly incorrect.
Steel Mill.
Steel Mill from Chris.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. Picking up some extra points early on in the game. All right, that was everybody's first question.
I just knew I'd forget it if I saved it.
Lots and lots of questions left. Still anybody's game. Don't worry. Chris is coming strong out of the gate, but he'll probably shit the bed later. Let's find out. Back to Carrie.
That one sounds a little better backwards. I think it's Friends.
Correct. Well done. Okay, moving on. Here is Chris's next theme. Okay. Any idea what that is?
That would be Sanford and Son.
Indeed it would be. Okay, Sarah, here is your second theme. That theme that almost sounds exactly the same backwards.
Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men.
I had to stop myself from singing while it was playing.
I know.
Carrie, third theme coming at you. Hey, any idea what that backwards theme is?
Is it The Office?
Yeah.
It is. Nicely done. All right, everybody's putting a lot of points up on the board. Lots of games still left to play. Moving on to Chris. Okay, Chris, what's that theme?
I can't even hazard a guess on that one.
So, Mr. Snuffy, that is Friday Night Lights.
Friday. Oh.
Okay, oh. Back to Sarah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. you have it. What's that show?
Mission Impossible.
Indeed. All right. This is one of my favorite weird themes, and it is for Carrie. Go.
Oh boy. Is that the People's Court? I only remember it so well because they parodied it on RuPaul's Drag Race last season.
Nice. You know that show about the judicial system and when you work outside of it? And yeah, you know, waiters should have bongos. Yeah. Okay, to Chris. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, we close the circle, sing the praises of Satan because they brought us this show.
This sounds like some Brady Kids to me doing the Brady Bunch theme.
Here's truly terrifying.
It's very Twin Peaks.
Guys, that gum you like is coming back in style. All right, here is your reverse theme, Sarah.
We have Parks and Rec.
Jabba the Hutt. Jabba the
Hutt. All right. Good get by Sarah. Back to Carrie. All right, Carrie, there's your backwards theme. Oh, do you know the TV show?
I do know it, but I can't think. Would you play it for me one more time, please? Ugh, the dog bark and everything. I cannot pull it.
All right, that was a little show called Bob's Burger.
Oh my God in heaven. I'm so sorry. I apologize to all of the Bob's Burgers fans out there.
All right, to Chris, a backwards theme coming at you. 20 seconds. Let's hear it. Oh, that boy, that's a toughie. Sounds nothing like it does forward. What's that TV show?
Well, thankfully, I had this big wheel as a child. It's Knight Rider.
You betcha. Did it drive itself? Did it talk to you?
In my mind, it did.
Did you make it talk to you? You're like, Chris, would you like me to fire a missile into that abandoned building for you?
But it had the whole display on it and everything with all the dials and stuff. It was great.
Awesome. All right. This is for Sarah, and it is our last question before the first score break. Here you go, Sarah. We'll be right back. What is that TV show, Sarah? Any idea?
It's The Odd Couple.
Yeah, betcha. All right, well done. And that will take us into our halfway point and our first score break. The scores, please, Sarah.
We've got me and Carrie tied at 4, and Chris is at 5. So it's anyone's game.
All right. That means that our two ladies are in. The Grossworth Eco-Leisure Challenge Zone. Because you're tied for last place, you get to work together and you split the points. So if you can answer 3 of the 6 questions from this Trivial Pursuit TV box question card I am holding, you will both get 1 point. If somehow you manage to sweep all 6 questions, you will get 2 points.
We got this.
We totally have this.
Please feel free to confer with each other before you give me your final answers. We will start you off with the classics category. What 50s Army show employed 22-year-old bit player Alan Alda?
Huh. Well, Sarah, the only 50s Army show I know is Sergeant Bilko.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So it's the only one I know. We can go with it.
All right, Sergeant Bilko.
You are correct.
Yay!
Now, sitcoms. Whose 4th husband, Walter, owned Finley's Friendly Appliances? Now, once again, whose 4th husband, Walter, owned Finley's Friendly Appliances?
I don't know this one.
I totally have nothing.
Sitcom wife. No idea. That is Maude.
Yeah, no. Never would have gotten that one.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Still got lots of questions to pick up your other 2. Now moving on to drama. What self-help group was Gary Ewing a member of on Knott's Landing?
For Pete's sake. I don't even know any self-help groups from the 80s.
The only one I could honestly think of is AA.
I'm sorry to laugh at that.
No, no, no.
Truly
fabulous organization. You know, obviously.
Let's go for it.
Just a guess. Yeah. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Correct.
Good job.
Got nothing to do but make money from oil and drink. Kids and Games. What long-lasting game show was hosted by Ralph Edwards, Jack Bailey, Steve Doon, Bob Barker, Bob Hilton, and Larry Anderson?
Can you give us the first part of that question again before all the litany of names?
What long-lasting game show was hosted by all those people?
Price is Right, right?
I mean, Bob Barker is the only one I recognize, and that's the only one I know he hosted, so I'm fine with that.
Price is Right?
Good. Yep.
Truth or Consequences? Truth or
Consequences?
You need to get one of these last 2 correct to get your delicious 1-point bonus. This is Stars. Your answer will be a celebrity. Who did Dan Aykroyd say to Jane, you ignorant slut, on Saturday Night Live?
Jane Curtin.
Yep.
You are correct. All right. That is your 3. That's all you need. So you both get a point, which means we're all tied up, correct?
Yay. Yes.
Going back to Carrie, your next backwards theme coming at you right now. This is the only theme that is not 20 seconds because the theme itself is under 20 seconds. There you have it. What's that theme?
My gosh, honestly. Would you play it again, please?
I sure can. Clocking in at 17 seconds, what's that show?
Is it Justified?
It is not.
The O'Meal that Deadwood?
Unfortunately, it is not. It is. Now, if you imagine that theme playing next to the elements on a table of periodic elements and some green stuff, that's Breaking Bad.
Ooh, bad.
Okay, to Chris, get ready. Here's your theme.
That sounds like Law and Order Mothership.
Law and Order and Mothership is also correct. I would have accepted any Law and Order, but I'm going to give you a Dave point. Can you cash it in for anything? No, but there you go. Put it in your pocket. Enjoy forever. Indeed, Law and Order. Okay, Sarah, here is your next theme. Feeling good about this one? Okay.
That is Batman.
Sure is. Now, that was in syndication when I was a kid, but it took me a long time before I realized that was a comedy because I was pretty dumb. All right, Carrie, your next theme starts now.
Miami Vice.
Oh, you betcha. But when you're in school, do you guys remember a period of 6 to 9 months where everybody was wearing a Miami Vice t-shirt?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Chris.
Ooh, it stopped right before the part that would have clinched it for me. I think it's A-Team.
Steel Mail.
Steel Mail.
Is that Magnum P.I.?
You betcha. Magnum P.I. Good use of the Steel Mail. And I believe that exhausts everybody's Steel Mail. So no more Steel Mails in today's game. Moving on. Sarah, here is your next theme.
Oh, I 100% need to hear that again.
Just for fun?
If you know what it is already and you're going to listen to us again, just pretend for fun it's from Scandinavia. Here we go. Okay, did that help you, Eddie?
Not at all, except now it's going to haunt my dreams.
Okay. Well, here it is in forward. You're going to get it right away.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Oh, jeez.
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he.
Yeah, that was a tough one backwards. Oof. A lot of these have distinctive elements, but if you can't pick up on the vocals there, that's a tough one. All right, Carrie, here is your next, and also featuring vocals. Take your I can't be entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure I heard the phrase "naked Chechens" in the that. Do you have any idea what that show is, Carrie?
Well, I think it's Laverne and Shirley.
You betcha.
They would have taken away my residency in the city if I didn't get that one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel. Schlemazel, Hasenbaum, and Corporated. You betcha. Okay, back to Chris. This is going to be a super tough one. Just kidding. No, it isn't. Here you go.
What I show you now, loading your home. And now I'm finishing a minute. Yes, finishing a minute. No, I'm finishing a minute.
It's basically a musical palindrome. What's that theme?
The Twilight Zone.
You unlock this door with the key.
Okay. Getting towards the end of the game. This is for Sarah.
Oh,
the idea. Need to hear that again?
Out
your
do.
Memory? Okay.
I do. I'm that person now. Oh, and that last bit should give it away, but I'm going to guess Gilgan's Island, and that's wrong. What?
Started getting rough. The tiny ship
Yay!
Was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
And that's why, if you think you don't know, you still guess. Because sometimes
that's
your
beautiful.
Brain was hiding the answer from your mouth. There's one of those times. Everybody has two questions left. So quickly, Sarah, can we get the scores as of right now?
Yeah, me and Chris are tied at 7, and Carrie is at 8.
All right, very close game. Everybody's got two questions left, so anybody can win. Starting off with Carrie, everybody's last two questions to follow. Here's your theme, Carrie. Any idea?
Yeah, that's my beloved 30 Rock.
Sure is. Okay, putting the heat on everybody else. Chris, I'm going to say, for me, this was the toughest theme of the day. Some distinctive elements.
Yeah, it fits right in time-wise for me. That's what's happening with an exclamation point.
All right. Good job, my man. Henry Mancy, the mascot's best friend. That was the one. I played this game for Tara to make sure it wasn't too hard. That was the one she couldn't get. All today. Sarah, your penultimate theme. Also a toughie, I think. There you have it. Any idea?
No, a replay would maybe help? Question mark?
I'll replay it for you. Go. Okay, what's that show?
Okay, it most certainly didn't, but I'm going to spit out Battlestar Galactica.
It is not. Everybody's steel meals are used up, but for shits and giggles, does anybody know and want to shout out the answer?
No.
No. All right, let's see if you get it forward. Again, a distinctive theme, but not a very well-watched show. Let's see if anybody gets it when we listen to it normally. Anybody know that one?
Yeah, it's Halt and Catch Fire.
The show theme you cannot help but do the robot to, Halt and Catch Fire. All right, everybody's last question. Let's do a score break really quickly just so I remember what the scores are.
Yeah, Carrie is in the lead with 9. Chris has 8. I have 7.
Back to Carrie. You can clinch it with this, correct?
She can.
Yes, that is math.
Oh, throwing shade at dummy dick. Here we go. Any idea?
I think it's the original Star Trek.
You are correct. Nicely done.
Space!
That's all the bit after the spaceship flies out and after Shatner says all his stuff. All right, Chris, here is your last. I want to say that for me, this song sounded almost exactly the same backwards. Okay, there you go. Backwards. What is it?
BoJack Horseman.
Okay, last question of the game for Sarah. Here you go. Any idea what that one is?
That's Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Indeed it is, and that's the end of our regulation questions. Let's get the final score, please, Sarah.
I am in third place with 8. Chris is at 9, and Carrie's got 10.
All right, 10. So Carrie takes it, but we're not completely finished yet. I have some tiebreaker questions just in case.
Ooh,
we're going to convert them into, let's see, how about for extra credits? You want to do that? Whoever wins gets to throw us a question. We have 2, so there's 2 at stake. If you know the answer, just shout it out. First person to shout out the correct answer will take the steel meal. Take the extra credit. Here we go. First of 2 themes.
The Addams Family?
You didn't know it by now. You'll know it right here. That was the Addams Family. I'm sorry, who said that?
That was me, Carrie.
There you go. All right, our second. This was going to be our real tiebreaker in case we had a tie. Listen carefully, shut it out when you know.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy.
Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers by Chris. He got it.
Oh.
I thought it was Grey's Anatomy too, Sarah.
Okay, good.
All right, that is a extra credit for Carrie and extra credit for Chris, but the winner of the day, of course, is
Valued Guest.
Well done, Carrie. That was a close game. Well fought, everybody.
Thank you. Great job, guys.
Guys, that is it for this episode of Extra Hot Grade. We made good on our promise to get you your weekly dose of game time with a slate of reverse themes. When all was said and done, Carrie was the winner, who, after careful introspection, bequeathed their prize of 3 steel meals, 15 Dave points, and 1 extravaganza gong to...
Oh, boy. Tara doesn't need them, so they'll go to Sarah.
All right, Sarah is starting the next season with a good, decent advantage. What's that extravaganza gong all about? We'll find out. Remember, everybody...
We're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Carrie Race,
Shamil Shamazel, Hassan Pepper Incorporated,
Chris Billig,
Fun Minutes, thanks,
and Sarah S. Coward,
I cheated wrong.
Oh, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you just in a couple of days right here on Extra Hot Grade.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Ross, because Chandler, you've been bamboozled!
No!